There have been a number of opportunities lately that I've had that have come as a direct result of a follow-up. So whether it's been an opportunity that I've given someone or that an opportunity that's opened up to me, it came back to a follow-up. So I want to share this story with you because I think it could really help remind you of the power and value in following up.
Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the next
little me. So sometimes I think we can be a bit nervous about following up. So if we're thinking about it in terms of, well, anything really, but especially maybe sales where you follow up, you might think, I'm pestering them, I'm being too pushy, I'm being salesy, I'm being needy, all of these things. And so I wanted to share some stories which might help shift that perspective. Now, for example, there's a few examples. The first one I'll share is my ADHD diagnosis appointment where back in the end of 2022 where I had the epiphany that, oh my God, I think I've got ADHD. And I was just certain of it by the time I went down the rabbit hole and listened to the stories of people who have it and listened to, you know, videos of doctors who specialize in the area and all of that. And I went, Holy moly, what do you mean? These things that I've always hoped to get better at one day are actually ADHD. What the hell? And so anyway, even though I've lived with it my whole life, once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. And it was kind of overwhelming every moment of every day. It's all I could see. And I really wanted to get the diagnosis and I was desperate to at that point. And there are long waiting lists everywhere. It wasn't as simple as I had maybe initially hoped. And the reason that I got in somewhere is because I just kept following up. And that meant that when a cancellation happened, that I was front of mind and I got the phone call and I got that spot. So that's one example. And so I've also used that, I've kept that going for, often use that for medical appointments when there's not many vacancies for something. And my son, who's needed some support with some things, he needs an occupational therapist. And this is something I've done again with, I was looking for someone new to go to in regards to the ADHD recently. And also I'm doing this with my son is, as regards to the follow-up, sometimes, to be honest, I'm just busy with getting all the things with life and it's in the back of the mind and another day goes by and I haven't followed up. And so something that I've done a couple of times now is when I do get time, I do all of the follow-ups in one go. What I mean by that is I will write an email and send that one or, you know, schedule it for a day or two. And then I write a few more emails right while I'm focusing on it and dealing with that issue. I do all the follow-up emails like to send out at one time. So I'll send the first one and then I'll write another one for 2 weeks later and schedule that and write another one for 2 weeks after that and schedule that. That's my secret little thing. So I've done that before when there's long waiting lists on things for my son and for myself, to get in so that when a vacancy comes up, who are they going to think of? Me. So, yeah, because I can find it hard sometimes when trying to get all the things done in life to keep following up. But so if I have a little window, I do all of the follow-ups for future as well. And that's worked. So I guess it just keeps you front of mind and when an opportunity arises, you get that. And another time that follow-up has worked as an opportunity is more recently with a new team member that I'm very excited to have brought on recently. And so, yes, for various for personal reasons, the previous person had to go, and I was interviewing people and then made the decision that I would do a couple of trials with a couple of people. And I ended up only actually contacting one person for the trial, and there was another person who I really, really liked and almost contacted her. But I think there was one little thing, one little issue, that one skill that I wasn't sure whether she had, so I kind of procrastinated on actually what to do. So I didn't end up reaching out. And she followed up like a week later, and her follow-ups and all her interactions were really good. They were a demonstration to me of her, how, what great people skills she has and communication skills and, you know, emotional intelligence and all of those things, which I thought that's handy and that's a plus. And so I said, okay, and I gave her a go, and she smashed it. And that one tiny little thing I was thinking about is, like, not even an issue. Like, just I was able to train on my procedures, and she's got it, and I'm very excited. But the value and the reason I've got her, she's done me a favor by following up. But what following up does, it's a service. So I want, this is, I guess, what I want you to take away from this, is sometimes we can feel like following up is salesy and, you know, we can feel nervous or needy or whatever about it. But I want to remind you that you are helping a busy person to bring this to the front of their mind and deal with it, because they need to deal with it. If it's something you've been, that you've had an interaction about, it's probably a thing they need to deal with. You are helping to reduce someone's mental load by reminding them and helping them with their decision. You are helping them to solve a problem. You are helping someone to overcome procrastination. That is what she did with me. We're like I had to deal with it, and I wasn't dealing with things because of the fact that I had so much work to do that it kept getting left another day and another day. So you're helping someone overcome the procrastination by following up. You are helping them to solve a problem. And so if you're worried about, or if you've got any prospects out there, or whether it could even be a medical appointment or anything where there's a possibility for a follow-up to get the thing that you want, it probably helps the other person too. So reframe it in your mind if you're nervous about following up, and remind yourself that it is an act of service. And so who is there that you could follow up with, and go out there and do it, and do it with a sense, with that energy behind you, that it's to benefit them as well. So I hope that helps you. I'd love to hear from you. If you have listened to this, please share it and tag me in your Instagram stories. It's probably the simplest way, but however you do it, of course, I'm happy with any way, shape or form. Reach out. Let me know if there's anything you'd like me to speak on, and I will see you on the next one. Bye. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Like a snake, I'm shedding my skin to be my one more next level me. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Give you whiplash when you turn around and see me. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the Ultimate Podcasting Checklist be yours.